Finding good daycare can be hard, especially in rural areas. So many parents out in the country depend instead on smaller family daycare run out of providers' own homes. Solveig Wastvedt from member station WSKG visited one New York county that is seeing those family operations disappear.
Terry Brogdale lives on a quiet street near the edge of town, but inside, her house is pretty lively. Brogdale runs a daycare in her house called Terry's Little Angels. Today, the kids race plastic horses around a big barn.
I went horse riding. I went horse on a big black horse.
Brogdale's been at this for almost 23 years, but now she's getting out of the daycare business. She's ready to retire.
I'm burned out. 23 years. I'm ready. I'm tired.
In rural Tioga County, New York, where Brogdale lives, too many of the daycare providers are just like her. They've been at this a long time, and they want to retire. And very few new family childcares are starting up these days. That's true elsewhere in the U.S., too. The number of family childcares dropped about 12% between 2013 and 2014, according to a recent report. Over the same period, commercial daycares also declined about 4%. Even with the recent economic rebound, the daycare industry still struggles. Mary Beth Testa is a lobbyist for the National Association for Family Childcare.
Even as people started going back to work, women in particular were finding low-wage work, shift work, hospitality jobs that weren't affording them the high price of childcare either.
Testa says tight budgets hit family childcares especially hard because they're so small. Lynette Brin knows all about that. She's one of the brave few starting a new family childcare in Tioga County. Right now, she has one customer and no other income beyond child support.
I run the house on $200 a week. We go without, but we make it work.
Brin's three daughters are out of school for the summer, and everyone's playing in the living room. She makes them a snack of hummus and cucumbers. And talks about what it took to start her daycare. It was an 8-month ordeal.
The water test, the radon test, they both failed. You have to bleach your system when the water test fails. And it ruined my hot water heater, so I had to spend 5 days replacing this element that exploded in the bottom.
Ann Shear is Tioga County's liaison for providers. She says regulatory hurdles like these discourage some potential newcomers. Many states, including New York, have tightened the rules for family child care lately.
The application keeps getting bigger and bigger and longer and longer, and it's a little bit overwhelming when they open up that booklet and see 60 pages.
But Shear says the county really needs people who are willing to follow the rules and then some.
These are a baseline standard of care. We want kids in a quality program, not just any place.
Shear says demand for child care is holding steady. And if she can't find new ways to recruit those quality providers, the county could have a real crisis on its hands. For NPR News, I'm Solveig Wastvedt in Tioga County, New York.